In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the reading of the Gospel, we hear how one woman that was filled with faith came from the back of the Lord and touched his garment. And as she touched the garment, immediately she gotten healed. Because she believed that much. She believed by touching the garment she will be healed. And the Lord turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And of course the disciples said, "Well, you're being struck, and they have so many people around you, but the Lord says, "No, somebody touched me. I felt the power coming out." Of course she knew she couldn't escape, not being known, and came, bowed down to him and told the whole story, that she approached him because she had no help from any doctors, and she got the help from him. Isn't this the way we should behave? We should always try to understand that the world, and even the doctors and all the learned ones, they only are limited in what they can do. And when they fail, well, we can be sure that the Lord never fails. He can always heal and he always do good to us. And of course, in the same gospel, we hear that there was a man that begged the Lord to come and cure his daughter. She was 12 years old, and she was dying as far as he was concerned. But he believed that the Lord can cure her. And as this scene happened with the lady that got cured by touching his garment, what happened shortly, somebody came from the household and said, "Don't bother the teacher anymore, for your daughter has died." But the Lord says, "Don't worry, she is just asleep," and continued to go towards her. He walked into the house and took, he took his favorite apostles and the parents. But then when they saw her, and they all said that she was dead, and did not give him obviously any encouragement, they just told him to go out, and he raised the daughter, the 12-year-old, just telling her to get up, and took her by the hand and brought her to the parents and told the parents, "No, tell it to anybody." Why did the Lord do that? Many times he did that. After making miracles, he would tell people, "Don't go and spread the word around," because he wanted to teach us humility. He didn't need the praise for himself. He didn't want the praise for himself. He wanted the praise only for the Lord. And of course, at other times, and he would tell you, "You praise the Lord. You thank the Lord." And this is what the saints have done, all along followed in his example. And of course, in the other gospel we heard today about how the Lord started to preach about the Beatitudes, how about the happiness. How can we be sure that to enjoy the happiness here and in this verse even? Well, he gave us the 9 commandments, and the first one is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And so, to translate it, "the blessed," well, happy. Happy is the one that understands that without the Lord, he is nothing. He is nothing but earth. And the life and everything that he has, and the talents and everything that he has, it's all comes from God. God sustains him. God gives him everything. So by himself, without God, he is nothing. And seeing that, he will be great. He will have gratitude to the Lord, and more than willing would be willing to obey him, and of course he will be able to attain the kingdom of heaven. And then the second beatitude, "Blessed are those who weep, for they shall be comforted," or mourn in some places it says. Well, the weeping and mourning for what? Well, for the sins, of course. If we can mourn for our sins, if we weep for our sins, we know that we have offended God, we have hurt the Lord so much by our committing the sins against him, and that causes us to shed tears, and we feel so sorry about it. And so the Lord will give us, seeing our repentance, of course he will give us the comfort, and we'll be comforted. And the next one, the third one, is, "Blessed are those who are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Well, of course, if we learn to weep about our sinfulness and recognize that we are sinners and so on, then we will start to be meek and humble. And when somebody attacks us, and in the times that we would feel that it's not fair and so on, well, not if we just wept for our sins and we knew that we were great sinners, we wouldn't be reacting as for anybody that would attack us in such a matter. We wouldn't get mad and upset them, but we would say, well, we deserve it because we are no good, we are sinners. And so the Lord says that we will inherit the earth. And of course, main thing is the kingdom of heaven again. But even here, if we behave ourselves humbly, we may inherit from our parents or from our husbands and wife and relatives, who may inherit things. But if we are proud, then we have very, very little chance of inheriting even things here on earth. And of course, we will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. The next one, the Lord says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. And what is the truth? What is the righteousness? Blessed are those who are searching for that truth, who want to find the truth, and they will find the truth, and they will be satisfied. And this satisfaction will come once they know the Lord. Once we know the Lord, our Jesus Christ, we will know His love, we know the Father's love and the Holy Spirit, and then we, of course, absolutely, we will be satisfied. We won't need to look for any other truth. We won't hunger and thirst for that truth. And then the next one is, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And this is very important for us. Once we know the truth, don't look down at anybody. Don't try to think that because you know the truth and the other ones don't know it, don't throw the book at them, and don't try to force them into correction. Be meek and humble. Remember the first Beatitudes and approach them with love, and try to open up to them the truth, and be merciful to them. If you see that they are not able to apprehend immediately, just continue to try and don't lose patience. And the next one is, of course, the blessed are the pure in heart. This is something that we really want to, with all our hearts and minds, we should want to do that, to purify our heart. Why? Because the Lord promises that we shall see God. How can we not want that greatest gift, to have a pure heart? And of course we will be happy if we can purify our heart, that nothing will be there that is going to displease our Lord, and that the Lord can make His abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit right there in our heart. And of course that will make us happy, my beloved. To see God, this is the greatest joy, and this is the opening up of the kingdom of heaven for us. The next one, the Lord says, is blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. And this is, what a great honor to be called the sons of God, if we can become peacemakers. But we'll never be able to do it unless we first follow through with all the other Beatitudes that we just went through. If we attain the love in our heart for the Lord, if we have the purity of the heart, then we'll be able to, could bring the peace to those who are in argument between each other, and we'll be able to approach it with meekness and kindness and love. And just like little children, they're able to many times to stop the parents fighting, and because they have purity of the heart. And this is something to strive for, to go after. But we can't do that unless we first fulfill all the other Beatitudes. And then comes an eighth one. And the eighth one is said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, or those who are cast out. Why? How can we be blessed if we're being chased out? And well, we're being we could be, because the Lord promises the kingdom of heaven, we should be able to be happy, and because we know that we are being chased out because of our faith in the Lord. And the last one, and that we are going to receive the kingdom of heaven. For this life is only but a fleeting moment, and we don't have to look for things over here. We have to look for the kingdom of heaven all the time. And the last one, the ninth one, is blessed are those who have reviled, or no matter of evil is being said falsely on my account. Rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. Now, there is something that really hits our pride if we still have too much of it. And so why should we go through the environment of people who say nasty things about us and unfair things and try to make us look badly in front of everybody, accusing us of all kinds of things that we never did, and just because they know that we love the Lord and they can't stand it, and because we have fulfilled the other beatitudes. So that's the time not to fall down and not to feel sorry for yourself and not to start looking down on those people or start to hating them, but to love them even more and say to you, they're your benefactors, and to know that you the Lord said to you, rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven. And so we should rejoice when we are being maligned. Don't look to be known as a wonderful good person. Don't look for people to praise you. Make your life in such a way and live in such a way as to seeing people seeing you will not praise you, but praise the Lord. This is what we have to try to go after, to so that the glory will not come to us, but always will come to our Lord, whom we love and whom we know, and that we know that without Him we can do nothing. So said the Lord. My beloved, it's easy to become a true Christian, Orthodox Christian. It's easy to follow His laws, the Lord's laws, and live according to the gospel. But it becomes easy only when we are filled in our heart with love for God. Then it becomes easy. But to do that, we have to follow through all these steps of the Beatitudes. May our Lord help us to continue to grow, and to grow and clean up ourselves and make sure that we will be able to eventually do become a true Christian, as I said in the epistle reading today, where the person that is a true Christian, he has been able to really to destroy all his passions and wants. And he was able to be free from those things. And he was able to have peace. And as we heard in the epistle, in our second epistle today, well, the Lord is a King of peace, and we get all the peace only from Him. And acknowledge Him, accept Him, and then when He is with us, who can be against us? And we can glorify Him forever. Amen.